Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The city of Louisville, Kentucky will now pay a Christian photographer $800,000 for restricting her free expression. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yeah, you know, this is a great victory. And they were, she was represented, Chelsea Nelson, represented by Alliance Defending Freedom. And I suspect in this case that this case did not go further because they did not want to go to the high court because of the great victories they've had previously regarding the web designer. Remember that one?
That's right. And there's also a case out of the court here, the federal district court in 2025, that held that the Louisville ordinance or the Louisville law there violated Nelson's First Amendment rights.
Yeah, so they knew it was a done deal.
Yeah, this is Chelsea Nelson, and she lives in Louisville, Kentucky. And now the city of Louisville has agreed to pay $800,000 in attorney's fees to this Christian photographer and blogger because she was threatened with legal sanction if she did not serve same-sex weddings.
Yeah, the city tried to use its quote-unquote fairness ordinance, which was enacted back in the 1990s, which bars denying goods and services to protected classes. I'm not sure how they tried to, you know, manipulate that in here, but
yeah,
it didn't win.
You know, their so-called fairness ordinance wanted to say that you could not deny goods or services to protected classes.
But
that's more
LGBT
like a public accommodation
is not,
issue.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then they said, well, this would include LGBTQ.
No.
So if you're a blogger or a photographer, as in this case, and say in this case she's a Christian photographer, Chelsea Nelson now is being forced to use her talents to photograph and promote same-sex unions. And she says, no, I can't do that.
You know, and it's really bizarre. They try to put like race, gender, and then lifestyle, which is LGBT, in the same category.
I know. And
doesn't work.
They wanted to force her to create photographs and blogs.
Against
her
religious beliefs.
They forced her to write blogs and to create images that would celebrate same-sex marriage.
Mm-mm.
The city also prohibited her from expressing her own marriage views that the biblical union is between one man and one woman on her own studio's website.
You know, and this all brings back, you know, we had the Jack Phillips, the cake baker, you had the florist, you've got all these people just trying to make a living, doing what they love and using their talents, but being forced with an agenda that's starkly against their religious beliefs.
Yeah, I know. It's just unbelievable that
how did we get here?
You would do that.
Yeah.
It's the abolition of truth.
Yeah.
You know, it's the abolition of truth. I always said, you know, when I was teaching Foundations of Law at the Liberty University School of Law, when I was the dean there, that God is a God of order, and he creates order in everything that he creates. And the foundation of our beliefs, including law, which is rooted in the particular foundation, if it's based in the proper foundation, law that is based in the proper foundation of a biblical worldview brings life over death, liberty over tyranny, and brings order out of chaos. And when you deconstruct that foundation, that Judeo-Christian foundation worldview, law is still coercive, but now it does exactly the opposite. So it prefers death over life, i.e. abortion. It takes order and deconstructs it, God's created order of family and marriage, the whole LGBTQ issue that you can think and therefore you are whatever you want to be is, you know, you can change your gender, sex, whatever. And then also it brings, you know, freedom over tyranny, and it creates tyranny instead of freedom. So what we have here is law based in a proper, an improper foundation, trying to take God's created order of male and female, marriage between a man and a woman, and deconstructing it and disordering it, and then forcing tyranny over this Christian photographer and others, mm-hmm. instead of giving her and others freedom of speech.
Absolutely. You know, and she won her lawsuit initially in 2022, but at that time, the district court didn't award her damages or attorney's fees. But then she appealed to the Sixth Circuit to recoup those damages and expenses. And during that appeal, the high court handed down the 303 creative victory. So then she was able to appeal the case and then has now won damages and ended the litigation.
Yeah, so I mean, it goes all the way back to a win that she had in 2022. So this thing has been going on for quite some time, and the city of Louisville continued to dig their heels in.
Mm-hmm.
What's astounding, Holly, is that the government officials think that they have the authority to force somebody to write a particular view that the government mandates. So when she writes a blog about marriage, she's prohibited under sanction of this law from writing about marriage being a biblical union between one man and one woman.
That's like communism.
That is. And that's
you
where
will do, you will write, you will
the
say,
law
yeah.
And you take tyranny and you elevate it over freedom. So everything that's rooted in a poisonous foundation, a poisonous root, creates a poisonous result. And that's what happened here. It's astounding that they would pass a law that would say, you have to promote LGBTQ, you have to promote same-sex weddings, you have to write about them, you have to celebrate them, you have to photograph them and use your talents to promote them. You can express your own biblical worldview on your own website that God created marriage between a man and a woman. I guess you would have to even create different kind of photos. Instead of having all of your photos a man and a woman in marriage, you'd probably have to have two men and two women or yeah. whatever else you'd have. If that is not just shocking, I don't know what is, but they continue to fight. And now it comes all the way down to 2026. You know, the 303 Creative took place a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was a United States Supreme Court win.
2023.
And that was 2023.
Yeah.
Why didn't they cave 3 years ago when 303 Creative was actually handed down at the United States Supreme Court? But no. They wanted to continue to litigate.
Yes.
And you know what? They find at the end of the day that these unconstitutional acts are costly mistakes. And so now the city of Louisville, Kentucky is going to have to pay $800,000 as a result of this unconstitutional law and their continued defense of this unconstitutional law. It's another victory for Americans. It's another victory for our cherished freedom
free
of speech.
Speech
and free exercise of religion, for sure.
You know, and why, I don't understand. I'm sure they're trying to push the agenda. That's the bottom line. But why would you want to go and say if you have, it's a civil union, it's not a wedding or a marriage, you know, two of the same sex, why would you want to go and give your money to someone who does not agree with your beliefs?
Well, that's the thing. You know, if somebody out there who was wanting to actually get these photography shots really wanted to have somebody that was good for what they wanted.
I'm putting their heart and soul into what they're doing, right?
Then they would go out and get somebody who wants to do this kind of photography.
Right.
But the reason why they chose, in this particular case,
we're gonna force
Christian
you,
photographers,
right.
is that they don't want you to exist.
Right.
They want to force you to celebrate. There's a passage in the book of Romans. It talks about what happens when you reject God and you worship the created thing as opposed to the creator. So you worship humans, you worship something else, as opposed to God who created us in his image. God turns you over to a reprobate mind, and then all these things or consequences happen to you. Confusion and sexual immorality. But then there's also a passage there, Holly, that says that there are some people who may not engage in those practices, but they actually are supporting those practices. So it's people who may not necessarily be engaging in homosexuality, but they're on the sidelines and they're cheerleaders for it. And what this LGBT agenda wants is not silence from people who disagree, but they want you to be a cheerleader for their immoral, sinful actions.
And be persecuted for your religious beliefs.
Yeah, and if you're not going to be a cheerleader and support them, even though you're not engaged in that same activity, then you're going to be persecuted.
Right.
And you're going to not only be persecuted and fined, but you're going to be put out of business. You can't live. You can't work. You're going to be targeted. And in the worst case scenario, we've seen this radical agenda will even take the lives of people like Charlie Kirk and others that disagree. That's why it's so critically important to stand for biblical truth. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.